The fact that you didn't get into trouble, because you could easily have done that as a child, was it sports, or were you just born with a compass that you knew the right way?
No, I think we were raised with the right way. I think we all had discipline. I was raised in an era, I call it the John Wayne era. It was an era that we were all patriotic. We said Pledge of Allegiance. We all had respect for authority. We said, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. We were disciplined that way. My father demanded that. He demanded respect for your elders. It was just a different era. We weren't tempted by drugs. There was no such things as marijuana, cocaine, heroin. Those things didn't exist. A quart of beer in a bottle is what we were tempted with. And, you know, obviously we had a few beers when we were in high school. The 45 record was coming out then. Before that was the old 78. And the music that we listened to on the radio stations was quartets singing gospel hymns. We would sit at 12 o'clock at night at gas stations, and our cars clustered together, and we would listen to Randy's Record Shop in Gallatin, Tennessee, and we would listen to Etta James and Joe Turner singing Shake, Rattle, and Roll. We would listen to Little Richard. We would listen to black music. We were listening to the birth of rock and roll. This is before Elvis, and this is before all the guys out of Memphis started. Jerry Lee Lewis and these guys that brought us the birth of rock and roll. Carl Perkins and Roy Orbison. This was an era that Fats Domino, these guys weren't played on white radio stations, and we had to listen to their music late at night when it was played.
You made some reference, I think, maybe to church. You actually went to a Baptist church, didn't you?
I went because of a girlfriend. My daddy was a devout atheist, and he wouldn't let me go to church. It wasn't that he wouldn't let me. I wouldn't let him know if I was going to go to church. I didn't want to deal with his comments or his wrath or what. Then because of a girlfriend, I did go to church, and it was a horrible experience. They found out I was in church. The word spread. The minister sent for me, and they took me to the back. They got down on their knees. 30 people gathered around me, and they prayed for me, and they hugged me and kissed me and cried and loved me. All I wanted to do was break and run. I thought it was such a spectacle. I thought it was so phony. There was no transformation over me. It was them making something out of me, being present in church. And I did it for one reason, because a girl had asked me to come that I had an infatuation for.
And that fact that everybody knew you as the bootlegger's son, and certainly you needed
it was,
to be
it was certainly
changed.
That was that reason.
And right.
It was a horrible experience for me at that point in time in my life.
Did that turn you off to church
your
whole life?
It wasn't. That's not what it's about. It turned me away, certainly. It made me realize that some of the things my dad was talking about, how hypocritical people are. He's at the black maids and the butlers that were coming out to buy a whiskey from Daddy. Daddy would say that he knew that wasn't for them. He knew who they were taking it back to. He saw the hypocrisy. He saw the deacons of the church. He knew who they were. He gambled with them and drank with them and all, but they had to do that. So Daddy wasn't a hypocrite. It was just that he had his own beliefs. It obviously had a tremendous influence on me early on. I've made my decisions, and I've moved forward in my life, but that's the way I was brought up and I lived in.
But did it turn you off to the church completely in the rest of your
life?
Well,
yeah, I mean, it did.
Okay.
You know, when you saw the things that... I grew up in the Elmer Gantry days. I grew up in the tent revivals. It was an experience that made me look at it maybe differently, made me look at it through my dad's eyes.